when Navalny arrived from Germany a little over a week ago, his team released a video in which he alleged that President Putin has a palace that is valued at $1 billion that was built on bribes. Now, the Kremlin has denied this allegation, but this video has been watched by more than 71 million people. I profiled him twice, first in 2011, when he was basically an activist investor investigating corruption in state companies. And then again in 2017, when he was trying to run for president, he was actually barred from being on the ballot then. Now, where does this go? Well, you know, Mr. Navalny is well known, but perhaps not universally loved. Nevertheless, he can discredit the Kremlin with his allegations of corruption, his movement that he's begun. And so it is likely that these protests will continue because it's likely that Alexei Navalny will remain in jail. And here's the key thing to keep in mind. In September, Russia is going to have a very important parliamentary election for the State Duma. There is a school of thought that if the Kremlin wants to, they will keep him in jail until at least after that election in September, and perhaps for years and years beyond that, simply to solve this political problem.